show go this morning?
Oh, it was, it rocked hard. Balls to the wall. It was great.
What was the first song you played this morning?
It was a Bob Dylan song. It was Freight Train by Bob Dylan, mixed up with Control by Joy Division. Thanks for the segue.
So you couldn't just play Bob Dylan?
I could have. I do, but I didn't. But you and I are doing a Bob Dylan special, 3 weeks from today?
I don't know.
Yeah, the 23rd.
Yeah, during your shift.
Yeah, during my morning show. We're going to re-record the Bob Dylan Advanced Death Tape.
We're going to do it. We're going to update it.
Yeah, so much has happened since 23 years ago when we recorded the last Bob Dylan Death Tape.
I saw Pulp Fiction.
In the last 23 years?
Yeah, that's one thing that's happened.
I meant things that had happened to Bob Dylan.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would make it more interesting.
Like he started his own line of whiskey, won a Nobel Peace Prize. No, Nobel Prize for Literature, sorry. How's your little gambling addiction going, by the way?
I'm making money every day.
Yeah, how much you making?
I'm making $100 a day.
Want to make more?
I'm fine, thank you.
I think if you switched from the Martingale system to the Fibonacci system, your profits would significantly increase.
I think you're just babbling and making up names.
Nope, the Fibonacci system's a real system.
I'm fine, thanks.
It's what the real gamblers use.
I'm fine, thanks.
They laugh at people who use the Martingale system.
Did you know gamblers divide themselves between squares and sharps? The real gamblers call themselves sharps.
And who are the squares?
The squares are the Joes that you know, bet casually on Sundays, you know, football, that don't do any research, that don't dig deep into the data.
That don't use the Fibonacci system.
Yeah.
So you're okay being a square?
$100 a day.
Okay.
The square, it turns out that they take my credit card, even though I'm a square.
Yeah. And you've had two near-death experiences.
Yep, I've gone eight spins, where black has come up eight in a row.
The ninth spin
always bails me out. That ninth spin is the secret. The other secret is if green comes up the first, second, or third spin, you abort. You eat. You take a little loss. $100 a day.
Yeah. You could be making $300 or $400 a day with the Fibonacci system.
I think you just want to talk more. Are you being paid by the word or something?
By the syllable. Close.
Yeah. What the hell are you babbling about now?
We're paid by the word. What kind of nonsense is that?
My God. So who put up the picture of Woody Guthrie on the wall?
Don't know.
Any chance to cover that up while I'm on? He has his guitar. It's a famous thing. He has a guitar, and he wrote on it, "This machine kills fascists." His guitar.
But he was ahead of the curve.
You know what I have on my guitar?
What?
"This machine serenades fascists." I wrote that on my guitar.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Is it still there?
Yeah. It's on my old guitar. I used to perform with it.
Yeah, that must have gone over big in the folk clubs.
They didn't know what it meant.
Yes, they did.
They didn't know that reference.
The folkies didn't know that reference?
Oh, I don't know. That's how radical I am.
Yeah.
You know what I love about Bob Dylan? We'll talk about this later on our Bob Dylan show. The one thing about Bob Dylan, I'm sorry, there's so many things I love about Dylan, but I can't get past how great it was, and this says everything about the man to me. When he was 20 years old, he admired Woody Guthrie. Woody Guthrie was saying he was in Morristown, Woody Guthrie. He was here in Jersey.
Right.
Dying. And Bob Dylan, you know, a lot of people admired Woody Guthrie, right? A lot of people were fans. A lot of people idolized him. But Bob Dylan got on a bus and with his guitar and went to the hospital.
I believe he got on a freight train.
Yeah, well, he didn't get on a freight train. He got on a bus and he went to New Jersey. That says everything about Bob Dylan. It says he felt empowered enough. He felt he was important enough that Woody Guthrie would receive him. You know, he felt like the only someone who feels like the chosen one would get on that bus.
Or maybe he sensibly realized that Woody Guthrie is probably lonely as hell.
Everybody's sitting in New York in the bar saying, boy, Woody Guthrie must be lonely as hell. Bob Dylan never met him, didn't know him. He got on a bus and went to visit him. That's just pure chutzpah. That is a star. That's a star move. There's a similar story. Springsteen jumped the gate at Graceland in Memphis. Have you heard that story?
No.
He jumped the gate. He wanted to meet Elvis. These are just guys that feel that God has given them a big old kiss on the capella. They feel special. And I so admire that.
And was Bruce arrested?
I don't know the whole story, but maybe a listener does.
Huh. So we're doing our Bob Dylan special 3 weeks from today.
It's going to be great. We'll swap stories. Yep. We'll play our favorite tracks. And then, of course, interrupted occasionally by Joy Division.
Well, I'm doing that all before you arrive.
Yeah, right.
And then from
because nothing makes a Dylan song even better. Dylan's great.
My God, it's great.
Yeah, it's great.
It really is great.
Oh,
with the
it can't
Joy
be
Division.
Better. Yeah, the Dylan's good. I'm not saying he's not good. Where do you hear what I do to him though? Where do I add a little Joy Division to this?
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah,
you're taunting me into playing it, aren't you?
Oh God, please.
You want to hear it?
No. No, I want to do the opposite of hear it.
Hey, this is the imaginary fundraiser.
I want to do the opposite of hear it.
Stephen in the UK pledged a 7-second delay.
Wait, what are you talking about? You're
Stephen
collecting
says,
money?
Thank you for a great show.
What are you talking about? Hold on, hit the brakes.
And thank
what
you.
What the hell are you babbling about now? Who's giving money to who?
Stephen.
When did this happen?
It started yesterday.
You're raising money?
Yeah, we're doing the imaginary fundraiser again.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like okay.
Where's your family going this time?
Nowhere.
Yeah.
I don't use the station money.
So guys, we're out of it.
It doesn't work the same way. I know that
Ken and his family are out of air miles, they have to pay for these tickets. Please give generously.
I know it's hard for you to wrap your head around it. When you have a big successful thing happening.
Well, my Martingale system is taking care of me.
Yeah, you get to stick the money in your pockets and do something with it.
Yeah. Hey, you know what you should do? Okay, I'm not joking. Can I have a serious suggestion?
Yes, go ahead.
We teach our listeners, all our listeners, not just our show. You teach everyone that FMU fan, right? Everyone in the fan base. Teach them my Martingale system. Wait, hold on. Let me finish. All they have to do is play it 15 times, 15 spins. They've each won $30. That's everyone has an extra $30. Send us that $30. 15 spins using my system.
One out of 500 people is going to lose.
One out of 550. No, it's actually much smaller because of my revision. Because you abort if you hit green early, it's actually closer to one. It's 1 in 700. 1 in 700 times you're gonna get hit. 1 in 700 times, which is the same, which is like saying never. It never will happen.
It's happened to you.
It happened to me once, and I've had a couple of other near-death experiences, but that was before I revised my system. And let me just add, if kids are listening, by the way, never, ever, ever gamble if you don't have a system.
Does anybody know a gambling self-help group in Madison, New Jersey?
Yeah, I don't think
give us a call at 201-209-9368 if you know of one.
Does anybody know anyone in Madison, New Jersey who wants to make $100 a day for doing nothing, money for nothing?
Well, thanks, Stephen, in the UK for your donation, and thank you, Ray, in Ireland.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
So we are raising money this month.
We are.
Okay, I see. You're doing a little mini record fair.
On Saturday.
We're doing some shows at your little diddly squat little coffee house.
Right,
downstairs.
we're doing a stand-up comedy show on October 30th, and we are looking for stand-up comics if anybody wants to do a five-minute set.
Oh, fantastic.
Email me at ken@wfmu.org. We're over halfway filled up with comedians.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait. And then at the end of the show, everyone's going to get some toilet paper. We're going to go marching up the street.
Yeah.
And we're going to TP the K-Rock radio studio.
It's unused toilet paper. It's new toilet paper.
Okay, hold on. You didn't say that.
Got to make that clear.
Okay, I'm just getting these notes for the first time. They charge more for that.
Yes.
Fine. New toilet paper. Got to get myself to Costco. And a splendid time is guaranteed for all.
And what the hell are we doing tonight? Oh, yeah, Close Encounters with WFMU DJs.
Yeah, any encounters you've had with me or Ken or Irwin, You met us maybe at a some kind of sanctioned FMU event, perhaps, or a record fair, right?
Self-help session.
A concert. Maybe you were volunteering here. Maybe you met us out in the world, on the street, in a store, a public place.
At rehab.
At rehab. Maybe you were. Maybe you dated one of us, or lived with one of us. Briefly.
These are the stories we want.
Not just me or Ken or Irwin, but anyone on staff, either past or present. Right.
Right. We said. We said we wanted dreams, but. We were drunk when we wrote
that. Yeah, we're not doing drinks.
Yeah, no, it's Close Encounters with WFMU DJs.
Are you afraid? Are you a little afraid of what we might hear?
A little.
201-209-9368. I'd particularly love to hear people that have worked for Ken. 201-209-9368.
Why do you want to hear from people who've worked for me?
Well, the Me Too movement is I think, an important movement in this country, kid.
So do
we. We have to take these women seriously.
I say believe women.
Yeah, I believe women, unless they're talking about me, in which case they're drunk. 201-209-9368.
Did you ever get complaints?
No, I've been...
Filed against you?
No, you know how people tease Vice President Pence when he said... they mocked him when he said, I don't meet women... alone
oh,
in the
yeah.
office. You remember? He was just mocked mercilessly. But that's always been my policy. I leave the door open or always have a witness when I'm, if I'm in production with...
What about that one time with Rhea Perlman?
What are you saying now?
That one time with Rhea Perlman.
Hey, an indictment is not a conviction. What are you talking
about?
All right. Oh, you mean when she hosted Saturday Night Live?
Yeah.
Rhea Perlman. Oh, she was with her husband. Oh, you mean my little... Oh, yeah, I had the... Well, that was just an accident.
It was an accident.
I bounced...
That's a funny way of...
I bounced a rubber ball. I was bouncing a rubber ball off the wall, and it took a bad bounce.
Oh, my God, you're full of euphemisms today.
No. I bounced a rubber ball. I was in my office at SNL, and... And it took a bad bounce.
I'm with you.
It hit her in the nose.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that. How did you know about that?
Did a little bit of research.
I haven't thought about that in like 30 years. What? I must have told that story once.
But you didn't get sued for that.
It was actually a horrible... 8-second sequence of events.
She just took it. She took the fact that you whipped a ball
in
her face.
No, here's what happened. She was hosting the show with Danny DeVito. They were hosting it together.
Okay.
He's a shorter than average person.
Yes.
Right? And so I had an idea for a sketch. My idea was that Danny DeVito would be the world champion, the world tetherball champion. You know the game tetherball?
Yeah.
And tetherball, of course, it's all about height. The taller guy wins.
Right.
That's all it is.
Right.
And the idea would be that Danny DeVito would never lose a game of tetherball because he would guilt people and shame them into giving up. Oh, yeah, great. You're beating me, 5'1", you know, yeah, big deal. You must be real proud of yourself. He shames them and taunts them until they give up. That was my idea for a sketch, that the short guy would never lost a tetherball. Right?
Yeah.
So I pitched him. Okay, so Danny DeVito was in my office, and Rhea Perlman was there with him. And I'm bouncing. I'm so cocky. I'm so full of myself. As I'm pitching this, I'm bouncing a rubber ball off the wall. Right?
Yeah.
So I'm pitching it, and then I finish my pitch, and then Danny DeVito, he clearly was stung. He clearly was hurt. And he said this very quietly. He said, I don't think I'm comfortable doing sketches about my stature. Right? So I heard his feelings. It was just horrible. It's a horrible moment.
So
and then at that moment, just when there was this horrible dark cloud suddenly in the room, at that moment, the ball takes a bad bounce and hits his wife in the nose. And she doubles over. So it was the worst 8 seconds of my pitching history.
And then what happened?
A pitch can't go worse. Imagine a pitch. You can't imagine a pitch going worse. You insult the guy you're pitching to. Not that it's worse than he doesn't like it. It's worse than he doesn't think you're funny. He's insulted, and his wife is running to get a Kleenex because her nose is bleeding.
But no lawsuit. Oh my God! You gave her a bloody nose?
Well, I don't know. I know I'm embellishing, but why would there be a lawsuit?
Well, these days there would be.
There'd be a lawsuit?
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
Whipping a baseball at her head?
It wasn't. It was clearly an accident.
Okay.
201-209-9368. So we're talking to people who have had encounters with FMU staff, with management here, either at the station or not at the station. We want to hear your story. Hey, why don't you play a little bed music, a little background music?
Okay, I will. We have Dave in Virginia. You're on the air.
Hey, Dave, thanks for calling.
Hi, thanks. Long-time listener. I think about 15 years
ago. Well, hold on. Before you tell the story. Wait, I'm sorry. Sorry, Dave. Dave. Before you tell the story, we want to give you a heads up. We have a new policy here.
Yes, sir.
We're going to be playing some music behind you, under you. It's called a bed. And our policy is if your story is interesting, if we're riveted, the music will be kept very low and we will hear you very clearly. But if you begin to lose our interest, if our mind begins to wander, we're going to amp up that music. Right, Kenny?
Yes.
I'm going to have to take that chance because I've been dying to tell the story.
Okay, we're interested here. Okay, here's what we have. Elton John in behind you, and we're ready to hear your story.
All right, maybe 15 years ago, I was walking up towards Astor Place off of Bleecker, and you were with some lady, and you were somehow panicked and talking about identity theft. Maybe you had thrown away some receipt with a credit card number on it, and I heard your voice, and I said, looked at you and said, "You sound like Andy Brickman." And you said, "Yes, do I know you?" And I said, "No, I'm a fan, and I think you ran away." I felt so bad. I didn't mean to scare you.
This is a great story. I'm fading the music out completely.
Why is this a great story? What about this is great? Look, I was obviously with my wife because it was 15 years ago, and I don't remember.
I just felt that it was.
I'm so sorry. It sounds like I was quite discourteous. I was rude.
I wouldn't say that. It just seemed like you were afraid, and I wanted to just say
Oh, buddy.
I'm sorry if I scared you.
Apology accepted.
Well, thank you.
Long overdue.
I can now check something off of my list.
I've been wondering who that guy was, the guy that scared me there. It was on Astor Place, I think.
He said that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was like 15 years ago.
Yeah, he said.
I remember I just misplaced a credit card.
More than 15 years ago, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, man, you scared the heck out of me. I soiled my pants almost.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
You got it, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so that story. So just to get some sort of a standard here, right? That story you found riveting and interesting.
Yeah, because you were so scared that you ran away.
Okay.
You were terrified. You flew.
So you turned, what's the word? You booted down Elton John? What's the word?
I faded it out.
Faded it out?
Yeah.
So you could clearly hear that story?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, before we get the next caller, let's give the phone number out and let's get Elton John queued up.
It's all queued up. It's all ready to go.
Using this method where we cue Elton John, where we fade Elton John up if the story's not interesting, you know what that means, Ken?
What?
It means our listeners always win. They can't lose. You're either going to hear an interesting story or you're going to hear a great song.
Ah, that's why we're doing it.
Yeah.
I see.
It's a win-win for the listeners.
Got it. Okay.
You know, a lot of radio stations, a lot of shows, someone calls with a boring story. They're committed to it.
Hey, your wife Beth is on the line. You can invite her to Naked Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Hi, Beth. Hi, Beth.
Hey,
you're on the air.
I remember that guy.
You do?
That's one of the first times we've been shouted out to for being that was the first time I heard someone say, "I recognize you."
I recognize my voice. And then why did we run away?
I don't know. I feel really bad. Maybe, I don't know.
I think it was just you who ran away, Andy.
Movie or something. It's like only if you're running late to something. You usually give people a little bit of, you know.
Well, that's my policy when I'm with my wife. If there's any trouble at all, she holds them off and I go to get help. That's our system.
What if you or Ken get boring? Who's going to play Elton John on each other?
It's always a good question. You know what Evan asked? Evan asked a more interesting question as I was leaving for the show.
Who's Elton John?
No, he's very familiar. Evan knows more about classic rock than I do. Evan said, "What if somebody calls with a great Elton John story?" It's a good question.
That's my boy.
That's our boy.
And I hope we see you at the bar mitzvah.
Yeah, we're going.
Oh.
You are?
We are.
Thrilled.
Ken, you've been such a good friend. You've been so great to me and my family. You don't have to come.
No, it's okay. We're there.
My gift to you, you don't have to come.
No, we're there.
Oh, we're thrilled.
We decided to go.
Yay!
And then you're gonna hear my little speech. I'm going to give a little speech, a little blessing to my boy, and so is Beth.
Oh, man, he's really Ken's boy, though.
Like, I'm going to hide some matzah.
Yeah, Ken, you should come up to the Bima and give a blessing over Evan.
The Bima?
The Bima. That's the pulpit. That's in the temple.
Okay.
Oh, man, well, you just keep, y'all keep going. I love you, honey.
I love you.
Love you more, Beth.
I love you too.
She
couldn't. Bye, Beth.
She couldn't remember the phrase "I love you, honey." She stuck.
Well, it's probably probably said so rarely.
That slipped her mind. She couldn't remember how she was supposed to end the phone call.
Said so rarely. In your household.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a phrase you hear.
Yeah.
So we're at 209-9368. Ken, you ought to be a little looser with that Elton John knob.
Well, that was your wife.
No. Yeah, her you can't.
I couldn't play her off. And the first story was fascinating.
Oh, for the love of God.
You ran away from the guy.
I did not. I think he just misinterpreted.
No, I don't think so.
I don't run for my fans. I have so few of them.
Nick in New Jersey, you're on the air.
Hey, Nick, you love the show.
Hey, I do love the show. Ken and Andy, what's going on?
Well, how you doing, Nick?
We're playing Elton John, the less interesting you are, the louder he gets.
All right, loud and clear. All right, I want to tell the harrowing tale of when I met two DJs for the first time accidentally. What happened was I bought advance tickets to a Shauna Fulana show, and I wound up going to the show, and Monty Hall was completely dark. And this was the first time I've ever been to Monty Hall, so I didn't know. So what I wound up doing, I was young and naive, was I went to the other door next door and I rang the doorbell, and a voice said, "Who's there? Who's there?" I said, "Is this Monty Hall?" And all of a sudden I hear a click and a buzz, and I'm like, "Oh, I'm in." So I just open the door and I go in, and I've never been to FSU or Monty Hall at all. And I go up the stairs to Monty Hall, and I see two fine gentlemen. One is like 8 feet tall and he's bald, and the other one is kind of a shorter gentleman, and it turns out to be Bryson Scott, and they're both there just like bewildered. They're like, "Who are you guys?" And I'm like, "I'm looking for the Shauna Fulana show." And then Scott is just like feeling really silent. Oh,
get out of town. This really happened.
This absolutely happened.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for calling. Fantastic.
Wow, great
what a story. 201-209-9368.
Thank you, Nick. Thanks,
Nick.
Nick in New Jersey.
Yep. And again, we're looking for close encounters you've had with FMU staff members, me, Ken, or anyone here on the staff, either here at the station or elsewhere. And we want to assure our listeners, if the call's at all boring, if it's not interesting at all, don't worry. Hang on. You'll hear some great music. We'll be cranking up some Elton John for you. Did you see the Elton John movie?
Loved it.
Did you know before the movie, and don't lie to me, he was gay?
What?
Did you know that before the movie?
I didn't know it after the movie.
I was sitting there just gobsmacked.
God. That explains a lot.
It does, yeah.
Whoa. Okay. I didn't know it was a musical. But I missed the whole gay thing completely.
Yeah. No, it was pretty blatant there in the movie.
My dad kind of met Elton John one time. Very impressed with him.
I want to hear that story, Ken. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you. Yeah, no, here, I'll tell you. Don't worry. I'm getting to the story. Don't worry. Yeah. My dad was in the UK on a business trip, and he went out to a fancy restaurant.
And, in England, huh?
In England.
Yeah, kind of an upscale restaurant.
Yeah, there was a guy talking very loud with a British accent.
Uh-huh. Well, I imagine British accent. Not surprising.
At the table next to him. And unbeknownst to my dad, my dad said it was dumb.
Your dad was sitting. Wow. Wow, he was sitting, sitting having dinner just a few yards away.
Yep.
Great story, Ken.
And then they had a cigarette, and he was gone.
Yep. Great story.
Thank you.
Story had Nothing for everyone. 201-209-9368.
Matt in Bloomfield, you're on the radio.
Hey, Matt, thanks for calling.
Hey, what's up?
You love the show.
Long time listener.
Yes. Now, hey, have you met anyone on staff, anyone on the payroll here?
Yeah, about 7 or 8 years ago, Tom Sharpling at the WFMU Record Fair.
Oh, okay.
We were in one of those traffic jams where there's so many people, it's hard to get through.
Yeah.
And
because I think someone reported erroneously that there was a girl there.
I remember that record fair.
Yeah. Turned out to be just a hippie.
Yeah.
It's one of those
man,
hippies.
That created a riot. Though.
Yeah.
But it was sitting in this kind of stuck in a line waiting to move. And I look over and realize, oh, it's Tom Sharpling right next to me. And right as I kind of realize it, I guess he's been fed up with waiting. And he goes, oh, move it. And he kind of gave my friend standing in front of him a little shove to the side and then kind of pushed his way through.
Huh, fascinating. That story had everything. And I can see why you've been carrying that around as a fond memory for years and years. You've been dining out on that, I could tell.
Thank you, Matt.
It was like the
thanks,
only
Matt.
Experience with Tom Sharpling.
No, he's a gentleman and a scholar. We miss him very much.
Thanks for the story, Matt.
201-209-9368. Are you in touch with Tom Sharpling?
Oh, a little bit, not too much. You're being very mean to people.
Why do you say that?
Because you're clearly not listening to their story.
You know what? It's true that the individual callers might feel slighted.
Yeah.
But are dozens and dozens of people listening?
Dozens?
Dozens of people listening. They are reaping the benefits of this new policy.
Wow.
And if the story gets a little boring, if it starts veering off, if there's no point to it, we will crank up the music. They can't lose. Our listeners can't lose.
I still can't wrap my head around the fact that we're broadcasting to dozens now.
We're broadcasting to dozens.
Radio for dozens.
Yeah, that's right. So watch your P's and Q's.
Okay. Robert in Hawthorne, you're on the radio.
Thanks, Robert. Thanks for calling. You love
hey.
The show.
So I have a story. I met Andy Breckman. You were actually outside of a restaurant.
Outside of a restaurant? That doesn't sound like me.
You lost some kind of receipt. And I came up to you and I said, your voice sounds familiar. Hello?
Hi. We're listening.
Well, he's just reiterating. He's just repeating.
You got nervous. I don't know why. And you ran away.
He ran away again.
No, this guy is just.
No,
this
no,
guy
no,
is
no.
Just,
this might have been the same day. He might have been down the street.
What was the restaurant?
You mean I spent that whole afternoon running away from fans?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know what restaurant it was. I had just eaten. I wasn't actually eating there. He was coming out.
This is fascinating.
He must have thought he lost it somewhere else.
I don't believe a word of this. This you pod down Elton John so you could hear this?
Yeah, to hear another Andy runs away story.
Yeah, but this is not legitimate.
Great. Nothing about this is false.
Except for the story itself.
Okay, Robert. Oh, Robert, we got to go.
201-209-9368. We want to hear your stories, encounters with FMU staff members. If you begin to lose our interest, got to give you a fair warning. We're going to crank up some music.
And Pam in San Francisco had the secret password to get right on the air. Hi, Pam. Pam?
Hi.
Hey, Pam. How are you? We're doing great now that you called.
Oh, I'm doing great now that I called. I'm not going to have the story be about you. So probably.
But that's good because Andy needs to learn it's not all about him.
Yeah. I'm a little relieved. Although we did meet Pam. We spent a wonderful afternoon, didn't we, Kenny?
True.
Yes, we did. And Andy, you're a lot taller than you sound.
I work on that.
Yeah.
That doesn't come naturally.
No, it was when I participated in something in 7th Delay, and one of the listeners called up, I think, so I couldn't win money or something like that. And Billy Jam wrote an invitation to his 420 party in Oakland, and I went to it, and it was great. I've never met him in person before. He was great, and the party was great, and I love a guy who, when you show up, they're like bringing your food and making plates for you to eat. So, because I love food.
You mean there was a DJ who heard that show and felt bad for you, felt you were mistreated, and he extended an invitation. He tried to make
party
it right.
At his place, which was really nice.
And a 420 party, I can only imagine what that entails.
Uh-huh. Well, he treated her well. Is that why you're having trouble relating?
I guess.
He brought her food. He welcomed her in.
Yeah, you guys didn't feed me when I was there.
You know what? It was on our list. We just didn't get to it.
Well, no, Andy wants to feed people. He's just too busy running away.
He's too busy running away to the restaurants to get the food to feed people.
Next time, I'm making a note now. Next time Pam is in New Jersey, we're going to feed you, baby.
Okay, yay.
Thanks, Pam.
Anything you want from the left side of the menu.
Why the left side?
Well, that's the cheaper side. Anything up to $4.
Not
Let's
if
just
it
say that.
Down.
Oh, you're good. Well played. Well played, honey.
What if the children's menu is on the back?
Yeah, the children's menu. Ken just can't let me be funny.
Thanks, Pam.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Ken, how could I top that, Friedman?
My dad used to always make my brother order from the children's menu.
To save a few bucks?
Yeah, to save a few bucks, and it would enrage him.
You mean even as a teenager?
Yeah, he'd be like 15, 16, and my dad would say, order something from the children's menu.
Your dad could have used the Martingale system.
He was too busy using the Fibonacci system, winning the big bucks.
Yeah.
I wish somebody out there would explain, Andy, how much more money he could make using the Fibonacci system.
Oh, I hope they call, too, because I love Elton John. 201-209-9368. We want to hear your stories, your encounters with Ken or me or any staff member.
Hey, we have some calls.
Okay, and do we have some music queued up?
Absolutely, we do. It's... Oh, it's our old pal Liam in Denmark. Hey, Liam.
Oh, Liam.
Hey, Ken. Hey, Andy.
Hey, Liam. How are you?
I'm all right.
Liam is more than a pal. Liam's a partner of mine.
That's right.
I've thought, have I ever met anybody from FMU? And I realized I came in one time to meet the two of you and be a guest on the show. And who was in the studio when we were getting in there but Irwin? And he was just so nice.
I don't think that was Irwin, just from your description.
You said he was nice?
He was so nice, and he said, oh, is this Liam? Because he had heard me on some previous shows when we had organized that visit. And it was just what a pleasant interaction.
So you met Irwin, and Irwin was surprisingly mature and pleasant.
Yep, that's the story.
Okay, well, that's a great story, and thank you so much for sharing it. This is a good time to
love the show.
Yeah, thanks very much. Good time to repeat our policy. If you begin to lose our interest, no problem. We have a plan B. We're going to crank up Elton John.
Thank you, Liam.
So our listeners are going to either hear an interesting story, or they're going to hear some great music from Reggie. What is Elton John's legal name? Reginald. Yeah, Reginald.
Reginald Jones? I don't
Reggie
know.
Reggie something.
Yeah, Reggie something.
I did love the scene. I did love a lot of that movie, too. I love the scene where he was meeting Bernie Taupin. I love that scene.
I liked it when he turned into a rocket.
Yeah, that was a good
metaphor.
Yeah.
I liked it when he was singing with his 8-year-old self.
Yeah.
That was fun.
A little obvious.
Yep.
Yeah.
I like the double rock bottom thing that they did in that movie.
Why don't you explain that while you play some Elton John really loud?
Hang on a second. Let's get it going here.
Yeah.
Most rock biopics. Who makes potions? There will always be the part of the rock biopic where the rock star starts doing drugs and completely hits rock bottom. And then, once they hit rock bottom, then they're going to start bouncing back. But in Rocket Man,
it had a fake out rock bottom.
Fake out rock bottom, and then they had the real rock bottom.
Yeah.
And I liked that.
Well, every biopic, every biopic has a scene where the end of the second act, where the protagonist is in real trouble.
Go on.
I will not go on. You're going to play Elton John. I'm not going to go on now.
All right. Go to Mitchell in Manhattan. You're on the radio.
Hey, guys. How are you?
How are you doing?
We're doing great now that you called.
Thanks. Story is I'm a yellow cab driver. I was listening to Shut Up Weirdo.
Yeah.
And I had these two passengers, and the one passenger, this young woman said, turn up that, will you? I work with her. And I said, you work with Fran Gree or Michelle? I work with Francine. I said, oh, I thought her name was Fran Gree. She goes, no, it's Francine. I said, oh, I love this show. And I'm a musician, so I said, here, will you give her this CD? Tell her I like her show. And maybe several weeks, a month later, I got a email that said, thank you for your CD. Thanks for listening to the show. That's my story.
Great story.
I love that story. Who was the email from?
From Francine.
Yeah. She's the nice one.
Thanks, you guys. Great show. I love it.
See you
Thanks
later.
Thanks very much. Man, this is a win-win-win for everybody.
Absolutely.
Love Elton John.
I'm not playing the bad Elton John songs either.
I'm only playing great Elton John.
Playing the good ones.
Yeah, like that Kiki D duet. Either you're going to hear a good story or you're going to hear Elton John.
Hey, somebody else pledged to our imaginary fundraiser.
How can you pledge, Ken? Why don't you tell them?
They go to WFMU.org and just like look frantically around for a way to pledge.
And why should they pledge? Why is it important?
Because we're trying to raise 15% of our annual budget this month.
Because you mean to take a little pressure off the marathon?
No, just to exist, just to stay on the air till the marathon.
I know you've made some hard decisions around here. You've cut back on things.
Absolutely, yeah.
You've streamlined things.
Mm-hmm.
You cut down to the bone, and you even cut into the bone.
Yep, into the bone.
Into the bone.
Etched some things into the bone.
Because you want to stay on the air, don't you?
Yep.
Because you have no other skill set at all, do you?
Nope.
This is it for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a sad story. Sad story.
Thank you, Brian in Virginia.
Help my friend Ken, who doesn't know the Martingale system and needs your money. What are you asking for? $20, $30, whatever people can give?
Well, if people give $50, they can get one of the new T-shirts.
One of our new T-shirts?
No, there's two new WFMU T-shirts. And then if they pledge $75, they can get the 7-second delay virtue signaling T-shirt.
Oh, that's a good one, except for the grammatical error. Hey, if you receive that T-shirt and you agree with me that there's an S missing on that T-shirt.
No way.
Just give me a call. I can't wear it. I cannot. I'm proud of the T-shirt, too, except for that grammatical error. You and I had a little disagreement. You overrid me, and you were wrong.
You'll wear I'm with stupid. That's not grammatically correct.
No. This just reads wrong. I love the T-shirt, but I will not wear it. If you have the T-shirt and you know what I'm talking about, give me a call. 201-209-9368.
Scott in Staten Island, you're on the air.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Scott.
I was working the marathon one time as a volunteer, and Ken came in. I was working with my girlfriend. My girlfriend's very beautiful. He came in. Hi, I'm Ken to my girlfriend. Oh, it's so great to meet you, shaking her hand. And then he turned to me and was like, what's up? And just walked away. He didn't even shake my hand. And then during the same time, Clay Pigeon was reading off volunteers, and he made some joke about me because I have red hair. And he was like, oh, what's up, Ginger Man? What's up, Ginger Man? But then Clay Pigeon spoke to him and told him something. Oh, sorry, man. Don't worry. Everything's cool.
I like the part where I brought you a fresh plate of jerk chicken.
I like the part where you hit on his girlfriend.
I don't remember hearing that part.
Yeah, that was the first part of the story. You hit on his girlfriend and then ignored him.
Is that before or after I brought him a plate of food?
You know what I've seen Ken do? He goes up to guys with their pretty girlfriends and he says, excuse me, may I take a mental picture of your girlfriend? And then he just stares at the girlfriend for like 30 seconds. I've seen him do it.
You're not mentioning that I have a hidden camera. I'm not crazy.
He just glares at him. Where's your camera, Mr. Freeman? I don't have a camera. I'm just taking a mental picture.
Hey, thanks, Scott.
Yes, thank you.
Bye. Say hello to your girlfriend.
Hey, what's cooler? What's less cool, running away from your fans or hitting on girlfriends of your fans?
Joe Lee, you're on the air.
201-209-9368.
Joe Lee, you're on the air.
Hi, fellas. How are you?
Good. Great. Thanks for calling. You love the show.
I do. I'm going to try to make it brief, even though I do love Elton John.
Everybody loves Elton John.
Yeah, you can't lose. Either it's going to be an interesting story or you're going to hear some great music. That's the kind of guys we are.
10 years ago, I was walking down the little strip of boardwalk in between Asbury Park and Ocean Grove with my family, and there was a dollar store that had a big bin out front with junk jewelry in it. And who was standing in front of that bin going through all the junk jewelry but Terry T.
Terry T.
Terry T.
Terry T. Yes.
Former host of the Cherry Blossom Clinic.
Terry T. Hey, Terry T. And she just sort of looked around at him and gave a shy wave and went back to rummaging through the
But she didn't run away, did she?
She didn't run.
Did she pull a Friedman? A Friedman is when she tries to seduce your spouse or her husband. Did she pull a Friedman?
No, she just turned, smiled, you know, politely and kind of turned away.
That's the class. She's a classy lady.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing.
Hey, no problem.
Thanks, Jolie.
Sure, bye-bye.
We're 201-209-9368. Give us a call if you've had an encounter with a staff member. We'll either hear your story or we'll hear Elton John, depending on how interested we are.
Or both.
In
many cases, we're hearing both.
I think we're being very fair to people.
Absolutely.
Hey, we should mention, aren't there some things on the calendar?
Well, we're doing our stand-up comedy night October 30th. We're looking for stand-up comedians. I need a few more.
How do they get in touch with you there?
Email me, ken@wfmu.org. We're going to have about 12 stand-up comics each 2 and 5 minutes. Andy and I are emceeing together. And then at the end of the night, we're going to give everybody a brand new unused roll of toilet paper because it's Mischief Night, and we're going to go and TP one of our competitors.
There's the street.
Two other radio stations in the neighborhood here.
Boy, that sounds like a great night.
Yeah,
it's going to be. So we have 6 stand-up comics already.
Yeah, or more.
And you and I are going to each do a couple minutes?
Yep.
We're going to do something together?
Well, we're going to be emceeing together. It's going to have.
Shouldn't we do something together?
It's going to have the magic of our repartee. Oh, you want to actually plan something out together?
Or at the very least, and this is the least, we should sing "Baby, It's Cold Outside." That little duet.
Fine. You really want to do that?
I really can't stay. Go ahead.
This is a politically incorrect song now, you know.
Exactly. This is how courageous we are.
Okay.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I really must go.
Baby, it's horrible outside.
Please give me back my underpants.
Come over here and sit on my face.
Oh, I can see. Yeah, that verse. I can see why that verse is controversial.
Times have changed. He can't sing that song anymore. Let's see. It's Kevin in Kearney. You're on the air.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for calling.
Hey, no problem. Thank you for having me on the air.
It's going to be an interesting story, or we're going to hear some Elton John. I can't wait to hear what it is.
Well, it could be interesting because, you know, the douchebag is dead. So it's about X-Ray Burns.
Okay.
The first time I met him, he actually brought his cat, one of the feral cats, from his yard to my house.
This is interesting because it's a feral cat.
Yes, it's a feral cat.
Was X-Ray Burns known as a cat lover?
Yes, a big animal lover.
Okay.
And the cat has thumbs.
It had what?
Thumbs. It's a polydactyl.
Oh, a polydactyl cat. You didn't say that.
What the hell are we talking about?
It's a polydactyl cat.
Well, I know what that means, but maybe some of our listeners don't know. Tell them.
Well, so, it's basically
the cat has, normally it's like, you know, there's no thumbs.
Yeah.
Right, on a cat's paw.
Yeah, of course not.
This cat on his front paws has 2 thumbs.
Right.
Dear God. Dear God. Is that common?
It's like a tetrahedron cat, but with thumbs.
Dear God.
Andy, can you guess what we named him?
I can't wait to hear.
Fonzie.
Oh, because Fonzie used to put his thumbs up.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
So,
well, congratulations. We kept the Elton John at bay for your feral cat story with thumbs.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. Long live X-Ray.
Yeah.
See you, Kevin.
Love you guys.
Fantastic. There's a story for you.
Yeah.
A cat with thumbs. Is that common? Have you ever seen it?
It's not as common as it used to be.
How the hell was that bred intentionally, that breed of cats?
Yes, they bred them with people with thumbs.
And so what? So for what purpose? So cats could pick up spare change that's right. fallen on the ground?
Opposable thumbs.
So they could open their own cat food cans?
Well, just so that they could touch their thumb to every other finger that they have. It's opposability.
I mean, to facilitate what? Pleasuring themselves? Tell me what? Why? What do they do?
To be listed among the mammals with opposable thumbs. It's a very, very prestigious list.
Am I on the list?
You are on
woo,
the list.
Woo, woo. Finally, I made some kind of list. I made some kind of A-list. 201-209-9368.
Anthony in Jacksonville, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I figured I wanted to hear some Elton John, so I really got a really terrible story.
Okay, great.
Okay, great.
Go ahead.
I have not ever been to New Jersey as an adult, so I haven't bumped into really any face-to-face personalities at WFMU, but I have emailed a few of you, and I emailed, actually mailed a set of headphones to Michelle for the station.
I remember those headphones.
Well, you haven't gotten them yet, because I just mailed them the other day.
Oh, you must be the second or third person to send in headphones, then.
Yeah,
so I sent in a pair of Cos headphones and a set of Audio Technica headphones.
Are they closed-ear headphones?
Yes, three steps.
That's great. Do they have both a quarter-inch jack and an eighth-inch stereo mini jack?
Yes, they do. They have to screw in the quarter-inch.
That's fantastic. Thank you. That was very thoughtful.
Thanks for the call, and thanks for those headphones. Thanks in advance.
No problem.
I'm going to steal them from Michelle before they arrive now that I know that they're on the way.
So you're getting free headphones mailed to you.
Well, no, Michelle is. I just steal them before she gets them.
And what does Michelle do in exchange for the headphones?
She never knows. She never knows what's missing.
That's her style. Everyone has a little style of their own. 201-209-9368. If you've had a close encounter with a staff member, give us a call.
Steve in Rockaway, you're on the air. Hey, Steve.
I'm outside a Dunkin' Donuts up front of the Holland Tunnel looking at Matthew Warwick.
Really?
You mean, I think so.
You mean this is a live site? A live sighting? It's happening.
He's got a mustache. He's wearing a WFMU T-shirt.
Yeah.
Thought it maybe wasn't him because of the mustache, but then I went on Instagram.
But this is a Dunkin' Donuts. It's got to be Matt Warwick.
So it's him. He's got a Wake and Bake bumper sticker on his car.
This is the Dunkin' Donuts by the Holland Tunnel.
Yep. I'm on my way to New York. I'm listening to your show. I went into
this is happening now. This is a live. Huh?
Oh, he's looking at me. He's waving.
That's the Skid Row. That's the Skid Row of Dunkin' Donuts. Have you ever been to that Dunkin' Donuts?
Well, I know Matt Warwick loves it.
Whoa,
yeah,
man.
He did. He's coming out to say hello.
This is amazing. This is like breaking news. This is amazing. This is actually happening.
Hey.
By our standards,
hey.
This is...
Good, how are you? I figured. Hello?
So, Matt, you just sneak out of work early anytime you want. Is that the deal?
Well, I got off work at 6, and then I came over to hang at the Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
Why that Dunkin' Donuts, Matt? There's a perfectly good one right around the corner from FMU.
Well, this one in particular has my favorite donuts.
But that Dunkin' Donuts...
Crank about. Wait, I'm sorry.
That Dunkin' Donuts is
full
of...
Wait, before we go on to the donuts, here we go.
Matt!
Matt, what is your favorite donut?
I love the sour cream donut. I love the glaze on it, and I love the shape of it, and I love that it's a cakey consistency. And
what's your second
cake donut's what, another good one.
What's your That's other one of my favorite. Name some other favorite donuts.
I love the coffee roll. The coffee roll is a great donut. I love cinnamon pastries. And I of course have a side of a large iced coffee.
I think Matt must have a drug problem, otherwise he wouldn't be going to that particular Dunkin' Donuts.
This is the weirdest thing that's
happened. No. That particular Dunkin' Donuts carries, and only that donut carries his favorite donut. I didn't know that it wasn't universal, that some Dunkin' Donuts have certain donuts and specialized.
Yeah, sometimes they don't carry all the donuts that I like, so.
Well, they've been gradually cutting down the number of donuts that they have.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
They're even trying to cut it out of the name.
Yeah, they're trying to just call themselves Dunkin'. That sucks.
So, Matt, you have a list. You have either You have an internal, you have something, a list somewhere and a map of every Dunkin' Donuts and which ones carry which donut.
Yeah, and especially the ones where he can score some smack.
Yeah. Wait, what? No.
Yeah, that's the Dunkin' Donuts. That's the Dunkin' Donuts that's full of junkies and hookers and meth heads.
That explains the mustache. He's hoping he won't be recognized. Yeah. But unfortunately, we had an eagle-eyed fan right nearby.
Yeah, I actually was pulling out, and then I heard it on the radio, and I backed back into a parking spot.
Amazing. Thank you, Steve in Rockaway.
I wouldn't believe it actually could happen. It's like getting hit by lightning and bitten by a shark at the same day.
Hey, Steve. Whoa. Steve, stay with Matt. Yes. Stay with Matt at the Dunkin' Donuts and make sure he doesn't use, okay?
Make sure he doesn't leave?
Use.
Make sure he doesn't shoot up. Yeah.
Make sure.
He's gone. He's already gone.
Oh man! Thanks, Steve. Thanks for the call.
Matt has four or five other Dunkin' Donuts to go to before the night is over.
Jesus, I can't believe he goes.
Hey, we should do that sometime in our show. We should just go from Dunkin' Donuts to Dunkin' Donuts, and invite people to join us at various Dunkin' Donuts.
Actually, you know what I really wanted to do? I wanted to do a show where we broadcast from our car.
Yeah.
And we drive around the Burger King. And we just keep going through the drive-thru.
Yeah.
Again and again and again.
And you mean buying French fries for our listeners?
Yep, every time. Just like nonstop driving around in a circle around the drive.
So we'd always talk to the same Burger King kid.
Right.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, we got to do it.
Well, let's do that next week.
Well, I have to test it out. It requires wireless broadcasting.
Well, just do it on the phone.
That's no good. No, I want it to sound good.
Do I have to come to Jersey City to do that?
Well, I could come to you.
Yeah, now you're talking.
What kind of drive-thrus have you got over there in Madison?
Well, you know, it's an interesting problem. There is a Burger King in Madison. Uh-huh. There's a drive-thru.
Yeah.
But at the end of the drive-thru, as you exit back onto Main Street, you're not allowed to make a left.
Oh, my God.
You can only make a right.
So and you can't go in circles?
I got a ticket last time. So it makes going in circles a little more challenging. You can't quite go in a circle. You have to go around a block.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to be able to go around in circles.
I'm sure they have other Burger Kings nearby. But it would be great if you came to me, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Be more convenient for me.
Yeah.
And less convenient for you. That's the mark of a good show.
We have time for maybe one or two more WFMU celebrity sightings.
Let's do that next week.
If you want to give us a call at 201-209-9368, okay, maybe we will. Maybe we just
And then
will.
We can invite, but wait, we should go to a Burger King that's more centrally located or McDonald's like on the parkway or something.
Well, I think.
So we could meet more fans.
The Holland Tunnel is pretty central.
No. How about the...
You're out there on the edge,
how
man.
How about exit 140 on the parkway?
What's there?
A McDonald's.
Does it have a drive-thru?
We can make our own drive-thru.
No, it has to have a real drive-thru.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah. Can't make our own drive-thru. It's crazy talk.
You need a bazooka.
Let's see if anybody else has pledged to the imaginary fundraiser.
Yeah, hang on tight. This is always exciting. This is my favorite part of every show, to see how many people.
Let me refresh again.
Okay.
Nope. No. Not yet.
How could they pledge? Wanted to remind
they
them.
Can go to WFMU.org. This is the October Hellraiser.
Hey, you know it'd be a good show?
What?
Listeners could get on a list and the winner, maybe we pick a name out of a hat or something, and the winner gets to go to my son's bar mitzvah.
Jesus, what does the loser get?
The loser has to come to the service, too.
Okay. I'm going to be there.
You're going to be at the service?
I'm doing the whole thing. November 2nd, baby. I'm there.
No, don't announce the date. Why would you? Don't announce the date.
At some of the...
Dear God, don't announce the date.
November
don't
2nd.
Announce the place or the time. Dear God, they're listening, Ken. Those mics are live.
It's at that Reform Temple.
Yeah, God. This is a nightmare. Elton John, crank it up.
Too late. We do have time for one more WFMU celebrity sighting.
We're spent. We're done.
Guess who's coming up at 7?
Who?
You're never going to guess.
I don't know.
Becky.
Oh, you're just making up names.
No, Becky's doing a two-hour Weekly World Blues fill-in. Special 2 hours.
Can't wait.
Of Weekly World Blues. And I guess she's going to be doing Honky Tonk Radio Girl also from 8 to 9.
No one knows what the hell you're talking about.
I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Let me hit that refresh button again and see if anybody's pledged to
yeah.
imaginary. Nope, not yeah. yet.
Yeah, hope is a killer, isn't it? Hope will break your heart every day.
Yes, it will.
Yeah.
You really got to change to the...
Refresh now. See, check again.
Fibonacci system, I'm telling you.
I have a good feeling, Ken.
You're going to make so much more money.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you to Jeremiah for a second week in a row of having a newsletter.
Yeah, sorry we called an audible, Jeremiah. We changed some of the details.
No, it doesn't matter.
Wasn't his fault.
And thank you, Nick the Bard.
Right, and Veronica, who is still with us.
In spirit. She'll be back.
Maybe she'll come to the comedy show.
Yeah, October 30th, comedy show. This Saturday, record fair at Monty Hall, the Monty Hall Record Fair.
Maybe Veronica will do 5 minutes.
That would be fantastic.
Can I go home now?
You may go home now.
Hey, play that Savior music that we always thank the Lord.
You want the Savior music?
Yeah, the theme song where everyone just says, thank God. Thank God.
Is this what you mean?
Like land has, like we've been 40 days and 40 nights water.
Like having an epidural, isn't it?
Yeah.
Super powerful synthetic heroin.
It's like seeing a white dove with an olive branch.
Pumped
near land.
Right into your spine.
Yeah.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope.
And this is WFMU. Oh, same thing.
In New York City?
Yeah, New York City.
Rockland County. 91.9 FM.
And we're online, too.
At WFMU.org.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for the special two-hour weekly World Blues Honky Tonk Radio Girl with Becky. Andy Breckman, man. Andy Breckman, man. Always giving out the number so you can call the show.
Don't you, woman? Well, you ain't nothing but a bellcat. Been scratching at my door. You ain't nothing but a bellcat. Been scratching at my door. You can purr, pretty kitty, but I ain't gonna rub you no more. You said you was a long hair, but I can see through that. You said you was a long hair, but I can see through that. And mama, I know you just an old bearcat. You ain't nothing but a bearcat. Been scratching at my door. Ain't nothing but a bearcat. Been scratching at my door. You can purr, pretty kitty, but I ain't gonna rub you no more. Oh, I'll rub ya. Tip it, honey. Tip it. feel so mean. You made my morning groan. You ain't wanting no man. You just looking for an old Sue Bone. You ain't nothing but a bearcat. Been scratching at my door. You just an old bearcat. Been scratching at my door. You can purr, pretty kitty, but I ain't gonna rub you no more.
Folks, and welcome to the program. Don't be disturbed. I know it's an unfamiliar voice this early in the evening. My name's Becky, and I am filling in for the great Matt Fiveash on tonight's weekly World Blues. I always love getting to play these records that don't fit into my program as well. But I'm going to play blues records for the next hour, and then I'm going to switch gears and play country records for you. I might even change the way my voice sounds. I'm already, you know, it's trendy to have standing desks. I'm standing at the mic for this show. That's how jazzed I am. We started the show, by the way, with the great Rufus Thomas and Bearcat on the Sun label. You know, a nod to my honky-tonk roots, I suppose. And we're going to start the show with an artist that means quite a lot to me because I own one of his guitars. It's a miraculous story. I am not worthy. I'll tell it at the next break. But here's a song about Moida. You're listening to WFMU.
I had a friend one time, at least I thought I did, taking that man in my house, getting my food over my table that I couldn't afford. He come to me. He said, Johnny, I ain't got no place to stay. I said, yes, man, come to my house. I'll get you a place to stay and a bed to sleep in that I couldn't afford. When I found out, it's gonna be my wife. I'm mad about it, like Al Capone. When I warn you one time, next time I warn you, I'm gonna use my gun on you, 'cause I'm mad with ya. I'm mad with ya, like Al Capone. Look, man, one time for, but this time, I'm gonna teach you a little lesson you won't forget. Take this man right down by the riverside. I might drown you, I might shoot you, I don't know. I'm gonna tie your hand and tie your feet and gag your throat where you can. Don't talk to nobody. I'm mad with you. You sinking.
Would you like to go riding in my Philly 59?
Yeah,